Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Languages change. We know that. Of course we know that. That's why English speakers have trouble with Shakespeare's plays, and let's just forget about Chaucer, and why Russians have books like Slavar redkich i zabytych slov, a dictionary of rare and forgotten words, and, my favorite, Что непонятно у классиков, или энциклопедия русского быта XIX века. What we don't understand in classical literature, or an encyclopedia of Russian life in the 19th century. Sometimes the changes are confusing, or, for many people, they're just plain old annoying. For example, coffee. It entered Russian as кофе, е и краткое, and кофе, е и краткое, and was therefore considered a masculine noun. At some point in the last couple of centuries, in Russian people began to spell it кофе, but they kept its masculine gender, even though the ending е would have made it neuter. I don't know if Russians hated that decision, but it was the bane of foreign students' existence and the source of endless amusement when we asked for одно кофе, one coffee, using the neuter form of одно. And then a few years ago, linguists gave in to logic and usage. They decided that кофе could be either masculine or neuter, as the speaker wished. Everyone hated the decision. But while we're kvetching about кофе, some far more dramatic changes have been forgotten. Take the word обязательно. It means certainly, without fail, definitely, or necessarily. Ты придёшь на вечеринку? Обязательно. Are you coming to the party? I'll be there for sure. But the great linguist, translator, and writer Корней Чуковский wrote in the 1920s about an older colleague who insisted that обязательно meant kindly, and he cited an example from literature. В отношении к нам он поступал обязательно. He treated us politely. Or how about words that went from being very good things to truly terrible things? Урод, for example. It originally meant the firstborn son. Тот, кто стоит у рода. The one who stands at the head of the family. Being урод meant being fortunate. That seems to have gotten transformed into being beautiful and saintly. And that led to the notion of being ни из мира сего, not of this world, weird, and finally, ugly and deformed, physically or emotionally. Уродом не стало, шрам быстро зажил. The scar quickly healed, and I didn't turn into a monster. Я чувствовал себя моральным уродом. I felt like a moral degenerate. You might also hear this expression. В семье не без урода. Today that means there's a black sheep in every family, but 400 years ago it wouldn't have been true. It would have meant every family has a son. Another word you don't want to be called today is сволочь. Today this is a creep, a louse, a dishonest or unsavory person. Дело в том, что такая сволочь, как я, ничего самостоятельно делать не может. The thing is, a bastard like me can't do anything on his own. But long, long ago, it meant a pile of garbage or junk that had been kind of swept up. Волочь, сволочь are verbs that mean to haul, push, or gather up. I can't tell when the noun appeared, but it was originally the junk and mess that was piled up. And then it referred to a crowd of people, and then rabble, and then bad folks. But if you get sent back in time and someone tells you, убери эту сволочь, they mean clean up this mess, not take this low life away. My favorite word transformation from good to bad is the word zadnitsa. Zadnitsa, the thing behind, was originally a form of inheritance in ancient Russian law. So a few hundred years ago, this would be good news. Получишь хорошую задницу. You're in for a big inheritance. Now it's just a behind. Well, a human behind. Он принял душ и подставил задницу, куда медсестра воткнула шприц. He took a shower and exposed his bottom to the nurse, who stuck a needle in it. It's also the place you send someone you don't like. Пошел в задницу. Go to hell. And if you're in it, you're in a bad way. В любом случае, мы в заднице. Either way, we're screwed. Some changes went the other direction. Врач, doctor, for example, is derived from the word врать, to lie, and originally referred to a wizard or a magician. Врачи were mostly found in monasteries and poor folks' homes, and they weren't much trusted. I haven't been able to determine if Russian healers 1,000 years ago uttered spells as they worked, or if they lied about their skills. In any case, those associations are pretty much long gone. Today, especially today, being a doctor and healing, врачевать, is a respected profession, for the most part. Вот вам лучшие люди, призванные врачевать раны и облегчать страдания человечества. These here are the best people, people who are called upon to heal wounds and lessen the suffering of humankind. Another word that went from bad to good is прелесть. Originally from лесть, flattery, it had the meaning of seduction or temptation. In the Bible, змей хитростью своей прельстил Еву. The snake seduced Eve with its cunning. But since one seduces or tempts with beauty and pleasure, over time the word lost the bad connotations and kept the notions of delight and charm. Oh, какая прелесть! Oh, how delightful! Все это часто придает большую прелесть разговору. All this imbues the conversation with great pleasure. Delights can also be someone's beautiful aspects. Девушка еще не сознавала всю силу своих прелестей. The young woman did not yet appreciate the power of her charms. And finally, sometimes words just changed in meaning altogether. Продажа was once a fine to be paid for any crime except murder, where presumably fines were not levied and the punishment was more final. Now it's the sale of something, or the not sale of something. Никто не соблюдает запрету на продажу сигарет несовершеннолетним. No one observes the ban on selling cigarettes to minors. The most surprising word for me was trus. It was originally an earthquake. That actually makes sense, since it's from the verb tristis, to shake. Ни худо явить хоть небольшое чудо, или потоп, или трусом гром. It wouldn't be bad to have a small miracle, either a flood or thunder with an earthquake. People shake too, especially when they're afraid. So a shaking person became trus, which became a coward. Although no one will admit to it, никто не признавал себя трусом. No one considered himself a coward. And before you ask, is this related to trusy, underpants, shorts, because, you know, there's a whole lot of shaking going on? Of course not. My dictionaries tell me that trusy, also trusiki, are from the French pantalon retrousé, rolled up pants or shorts, and they are still worn by уроди, врачи и всякие сволочи. That's it for this week. Since it's Thanksgiving, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in and to thank everyone who supports our work. Спасибо! И до встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!